Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Thank God for you. This is Pastor Morgan. We thank God for you being with us here today. We praise God for you. We give God the glory for you being here with us. Amen. God is good. Now we're going to hear words.
Behold, he
God bless you. We thank God for you tuning in with us. This is Dr. Morgan here. Amen. On Kingdom Builders Radio, Blog Talk Radio broadcast. And we just give God the glory for you tuning in with us. Amen. We're getting ready to go into the Word of God in just a few minutes. Glory to God. And give you, amen, the understanding of what God is saying for your life. Glory to God. This is going to be real talk here, Bible class. Amen. We'll be back in just a second with the Word of God. Amen.
Listening to me right now. Glory to God. We have not yet got our telecast together. Amen. But it's going to be very soon. But we just thank God for this broadcast. And we also, again, know that God is going to bless his people. Amen. And he's going to bring them forth in the midst of trouble. Glory to God. He's going to do it because that's the kind of God that he is. Amen. If you've been following me on Facebook, on Genesis International, glory to God, or either under my name, Dr. Ulysses Morgan, Junior, then you will hear some of the posts or see some of the posts that I've posted on there. Amen. And some of the classes that we're getting ready to teach. We're moving out, amen, into a higher dimension this year. Glory to God. Starting this month, we're going to move, glory to God, to another plateau in our Bible class. Glory to God. And then the Bible class basically is going to be named Real Talk. Glory to God. Because it's time now for some real talk. It's time now for us to, amen, get down, as the old cliche say, to the nitty-gritty, where the rubber meets the road. We need to come in and give understanding. The Bible says, out of all that I get an understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing, but get understanding. This is what we need to have. And we're going to be teaching these Bible classes in a way where you can go and study it for yourself and come up with the conclusion as the Holy Spirit give it to you. We oftentimes listen to teachers who may not be sent by God, but then again, there are some who are sent by God, and I dare not say don't listen to them, just make sure they're anointed. But even an anointed teacher, when he teaches, Glory to God. There's an avenue where you can go home and look this up, and all the ends will meet together, and the Spirit of God will confirm in you that this is, that was the Word of God. And this is what we need to know, not just taking somebody's word for granted. This is how, amen, Jim Jones got caught up, people got caught up with him, and we heard about David Koresh, and we heard about some of these other religion that's going across, and all they want you to do is listen to them. Amen. But I'm here to tell you that there can be some enticing words that can cause you to follow the wrong people. Glory to God. Now, my proof of that is that when Satan was kicked out of heaven, when he was kicked out of heaven, when he had to leave heaven because his spirit was negative to the atmosphere that he was in, and God was not about to let his spirit contaminate his house, and that's a whole other Bible class there, but anyway, God had to give him leeway to leave, and when he left, the Bible declares that a third angel came with him. Now, how in the world could you be in heaven and an angel and yet be persuaded by Satan to leave that heavenly place? It is the power of persuasion, and this is what we have to understand and what we have to know. So you can be persuaded if you have not been taught the right way to go and study for yourself. The Bible says here in Timothy, glory to God, 2 Timothy 2 and 15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God as a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Study. Study is the key. Amen. I'm going to get into our topic for today, which is commitment, but I want to share this with you. Study is the key. Studying is the key. You have to understand that principle. You have to get in there and allow the Spirit of God to show you exactly what he is saying to the churches. Glory to God. And I guarantee you, he will not let you go astray. So this is where we are at this particular point, and we hope that you have a pencil and paper. You can jot some things down as you go along, and we believe that many of you who have not done it can write us. Amen. We don't know how long we'll be here on Blog Talk because we're moving into another dimension, but you can write us and let us know if you're enjoying this or not, and we can pray about it. P.O. Box 492 in Cordial, Georgia. You can address it Genesis International Ministries, or you can address it to my name. It doesn't matter, amen, as long as it write P.O. Box, and that is 492 here in Cordell, Georgia. 31010 is the zip code. So God bless you, whoever you may be that's listening right now. Amen. Wherever you may be, glory to God. Hopefully you've got somebody to help listen to you. Help listen to this broadcast. You are being a blessing to them by getting them to tune in. Amen, as well. But we're getting ready to go into our real talk topic right now, and the topic is going to be commitment. Commitment. Glory to God. Let us have a word of prayer before we get started. Father, we thank you right now for all things, and as we approach the throne of grace, it is always a privilege and a pleasure to be able to humbly come before you. Amen, with no conviction and no condemnation. We thank you right now for your son Jesus and the Holy Spirit who shall teach us tonight, who shall touch the people who may be listening to this broadcast, wherever they may be, who shall give them inspiration, and not only inspiration, but shall give them truth, shall give them knowledge and understanding, something, O God, that will be with them for the entire week, for the duration of their life. We believe that's going to happen. We thank you right now, Father, for this broadcast, and thank you for the people that are listening. And thank you, amen, for using me. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will teach through these lips in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The topic for today is commitment, and I want to talk to you about that. I'm coming from 2 Timothy, first chapter, 12th verse, and I'm just going to read a little portion of here, which is going to just spearhead the topic on which I'm about to expound upon here on today, and this is going to be for many of you who are listening because many of you are just an inch away from your miracle. Amen. It is God's good pleasure to give you the desires of your heart. So sometimes we wonder, why haven't we got it? Because there are yet some things we have not committed to God. Amen. There are some things we have not released, and there are some things that we have not committed to Him. And we have to understand what these are so that when we do these things, when we release the right things, hold on, amen, I'm sorry, release the wrong things, hold on to the right things, commit our ways to Him, amen, then you open up the door for the miracle blessings to come out on you. God's not holding them back just to be holding them back. He's holding them back for you. Here's what it says here. Here's Paul talking to Timothy, who is a young pastor. He for to which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. Amen. He says, for, I'll read it again, for the which cause I suffer these things. Amen. I'm going through certain things. Amen. He said one time Paul declared that it was a thorn given to him in the flesh. For this thing he sought God three times to move away this thorn out of his flesh. But God sent a messenger back to him and said, my grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect in a time of weakness. You're praying for me to remove it, but it is a necessity. You need to have this in your life in order to be what I've called you to be, because what I have given you, Paul even understood. He says that I do not exalt myself above measure. Amen. And this is the thing that we're having problems with now, is self-promotion. Self-promotion, people who are promoting themselves and placing themselves. Listen, when God is with you, when God is in you, when God is for you, he's more than the world against you. You don't have to fight a battle, because the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. You are a representative of God. You are an ambassador of God. You are a, how can I say it, a workman for God. It is God's work. It is God's work. Amen. It is God's righteousness that you have. Glory to God. God wants to glorify himself in you. Glory to God. In you. You have to understand that. And he will do that when you commit your ways unto him. Commitment means dedication. You have to be dedicated to the work in which God has called you to do. We must understand that. We must understand that. Glory to God. Not just some work somebody placed you over, but the work in which God has called you to do. Amen. Paul said, I'm doing this. I could be doing something better, something that wouldn't cause much pressure, something that wouldn't cause danger, something that wouldn't cause a headache. He said, but I'm committed to this thing here, because when I was a sinner, I was committed to persecuting the church, and I am going to be just as committed to God. And here's the key, my sisters and my brothers, when you are committed to God, God is committed to you. He is obligated. Commitment also means obligated. He is obligated to you to do what he says he's going to do. God is a God that he cannot lie. If he made you a promise, he is going to bring that promise to pass. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's going to do it. Amen. And I'm going to say something here, and I hope it doesn't give you a license to go out and try to sin or whatever, but even if you mess up, if God promised you something, he's still going to bring the promise that he made you to pass. Glory to God. It's up to you as to how you prosper by it. But God has to stand by his word.
Second Timothy again, Paul talking to Timothy, the young pastor, in the second chapter, in the 13th verse. He says, if we believe not, yet he abides faithful, he cannot deny himself, which is an indication that a lot of times when your faith is not strong because God has promised you something and you are committed to what he is doing, glory to God, and it doesn't seem like things are working, you got to understand that God is faithful to his word. He will do what he says he will do. Glory to God. Sometimes, well, let me back up. It's not God that's holding us back. It's us that's holding us back. It's not God that's holding you back, many people back. It's themselves. But when you commit yourself to God, when you commit your ways to God, when you dedicate yourself to God, amen, you don't have to wait on nobody else to dedicate themselves. I'm going to say something here that's going to be very powerful, and I want you to understand this, okay, because it bears teaching, and hopefully the Holy Spirit will give me enough so you can understand it, and that is this, amen. When you commit yourself, amen, that means you do it individually. You don't have to wait on a spouse to do it with you. You don't wait on your spouse to do it with you. You don't wait on your mother, your father to do it with you. You commit your life to God yourself. You commit your ways to God yourself. Amen. And I don't care what's in the household. Amen. No one can make you sin. There's a lot of things you have to commit to or submit to, but you never have to submit to sin. No matter who's the authoritative figure, no matter who tries to dictate you into that, you never commit to sin. Amen. You have to understand that. You never submit to sin. And this is what we need to understand. See, this is real talk. This is what we need. This is the meat on the bone. This is what Paul was talking to the church. He said, I couldn't give you no meat because you were still babe. You were still sucking on milk. I had to talk to you as I was talking to a child because that's the level of your understanding. As long as they have been in God, your level of understanding is still as a child. So I cannot give you deeper revelations that's going to cause you to grow higher because you haven't passed the baby stage yet. And we are now, glory to God, trying to help people to pass that stage. And let's get to the point. Let's pass that stage of envy and strife and pass that stage of can't nobody tell me nothing and I don't want to listen to nobody. Let's pass that stage. Sometimes you have been taught that from a child. Normally, whatever you've been taught from a child, amen, if you're not on a real anointed teaching, you're going to bring that same spirit up in your adult life. Glory to God. Most of the time, either the oldest or the baby of the family or whoever may be is usually spoiled, and they bring it up in life. And you get to the point where you don't want to submit to leadership. You don't want to submit to the word of God. You don't want to submit to righteousness. Amen. And now, because righteousness is more than fornication and adultery and lying. It's more than murder. It's more than that. We think all these big fleshly sins are what we have restrained ourselves from. Now we're on the righteous road, but there are some inward spiritual sins that we got to get rid of. The Holy Ghost comes to clean us inwardly, glory to God, so that we don't have to commit sin outwardly, spiritual sins, glory to God. You have to understand that. Somebody said something one time about Old Testament is no good no more. We're living under the New Testament. But in the Old Testament, there were spiritual and moral laws. And God, Jesus came to put away the moral laws, but the spiritual laws we still have to hold on to. God was never totally wrong in the Old Testament. Glory to God. Jesus only took a part of the Old Testament, took the place of a part of the Old Testament, still have the spiritual laws that we have to live by, and we have to commit ourselves to it, because when you commit yourself to God's ways, this is one of the ways. He will open up the windows of heaven, glory to God, and pull you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive. Now, let me show you something. We talk about that when we talk about tithing and offerings and all this kind of stuff, but I want to talk to you in that aspect even about your physical life. God can open up the windows and put a healing on you. God can heal. I've seen him do it. I've seen him heal cancer. I've seen him heal deadly diseases. I've seen people walk. I've seen this with my own eyes. I just didn't read it out of the Word of God. He can do it when you commit your ways unto him. We don't give in to our children. Too many parents are giving in to their children. Amen. Too many children are giving in to their parents. I'm all right with this until you come against my parents, or until you come against my children, or until you come against my money, or until you come against, amen, whomever it may be. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And we have to deal with that. And only committed people are going to deal with it like it's supposed to be dealt with. Amen. Lord, how committed are you? How dedicated are you? Amen. I'm not talking about being holier than thou, because sometimes, here's the key, and I often say this, and my wife, amen, she holds this fast right now. She'll tell anybody, and that's this. I've often preached, if the devil can't keep you at the bottom of sin, he'll make you rise over the top of righteousness. Amen. If he can't keep you totally ignorant, he'll try to make you super smart. Amen. Which is too smart. If he can't keep you totally unholy, then he'll try to make you super holy. See? And there are too many people that are going around now who are just super holy, glory to God, and yet not seeing what needs to be done, glory to God. The whole aspect of life is to live right and treat people like you want to be treated. I know this may not sit well with many of you, and I know many of you may not like what I'm saying, and you may not get anything out of what I'm saying, and some of you may think that this is not coinciding with your particular problem or your particular situation. Amen. But I believe it is, because whether it is a marital situation, maybe whether it's a family situation, maybe it's a job situation, glory to God, whatever situation you're going through right now, I'm here to let you know, when you commit yourself and dedicate yourself to God, the battle is not your battle. The battle belongs to God. Because you have committed yourself to God, he has accepted you, and anything that attacks what he has accepted, amen, he will deal with it. Ask Gideon about it. Amen. Ask Gideon. God hadn't done no miracles, glory to God, in that era in a while, and everything was happening, and the angel came to Gideon because the enemy was about to come on God's people. And when the angel came to Gideon, Gideon saw the angel, and the angel was telling Gideon what about God, and Gideon said, "Where be all of these miracles you're talking about? Where be all of these miracles we've heard of? And we've been here. We haven't seen any yet. We're going through things. We haven't seen any miracles yet." But the angel of the Lord assured him, "You're getting ready to see it." And because Gideon committed himself to God, watch this now, against all odds. And this is where commitment comes in. When you are committed to God, you will stand with what's right against all odds. All odds. Your best friend can't turn you. Your siblings can't turn you. Your parents can't turn you. Amen. Your children can't turn you. Amen. Mother and father can't turn you. You will stand for what's right against all odds. Amen. Gideon had three armies coming against him. The Bible says there were so many you couldn't even see the crowd. And Gideon went into the city, gathered 32,000 men, which wasn't nearly enough to fight those many people, and yet God said, "You've got too many." My God, my God. Can you imagine how he's thinking? Amen. All them that's scared, fearful, all them that don't believe that I'm going to fight this battle, don't believe that they're going to win. Here it is. Now listen to me. All those that believe that they're not going to win against this, send them home. God said, I don't need them. You got to believe you're going to win the battle when you know you're in the right place, when you know your heart is right, when you know your spirit is right, when you know to do good, amen, when you know what you're supposed to do, glory to God, and you stand with God, you have to understand, glory to God, that God is going to fight that battle. He says, send them home. Or they don't even believe that the battle is mine. They don't even believe I'm with them. Send them home. Amen. 22,000 men went home. And then, glory to God, there were 10,000. And God says, you still got too many. What do you mean? God, we didn't have enough in the beginning. He says, there are those who don't know how to fight. You got those that are scared, and you got those who are careless. Take them down to the river, and you'll see all the careless ones who drops their armor, bends down, amen, start drinking water, and not prepared in case of a sudden attack. Send them home because they're careless. They will cause you to lose the battle quicker than anything. Fearful people will cause you to lose quicker than anything. If you're fearful, you already lost out. Stand fast and know that God is God. He had 300, and with 300 men, God delivered the army into Gideon's hand, into those 300 men's hand, because they committed. Your commitment has to come against all odds. Have to understand that principle. Glory to God. What are you committed to right now? What are you committed to that's fighting you? What are you committed to that's worrying you? What are you committed to that you, in a sense, kind of believe that the odds are against you? Glory to God. What situation are you in right now that you believe the odds are against you? Are you committed to God? He said, Lord, I'll be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you always. Even to the end of the world, you have to believe that. And I know it's hard sometimes, and I know, glory to God, I may not know the situation you may be in. I don't need to know. The Spirit of God knows. Every time I do a Bible class, I come, and people have already said, they'll say to me in Bible class that I'm speaking on the very thing they were concerned about and the situation that came upon them on yesterday or earlier that day. And they know I wasn't there. I'm not trying to lift myself up, but what I'm trying to get you to understand is the Holy Spirit knows where you were, what you were doing, what you need, when you need it, and he speaks through his anointed to give you what you need. This is what you have to understand. Glory to God. So commit yourself to God. Dedicate your ways to God. And watch God move on your behalf. No matter what you have to lose, God will give it back to you. No matter who you lose, amen, it may be for good reason, because God's going to put replenish people into your life that's going to cause you to grow. My time is about gone. Next week, we'll be talking about church and government, because we need to understand, amen, that technically there's no separation of church and state. So we need to understand that. So until our next broadcast, we want you to understand that we are here with Real Talk, and we're going to give you what God says. Amen. This is Dr. Ulysses Morgan. Amen. Thanking God for you listening. Write me, P.O. Box 492, Cordial, Georgia. I love you. Until next Monday at this same time, God bless you.